the Volkswagen Group and Škoda Auto are planning to conquer the Russian market. On Monday, a contract was signed to build an assembly plant in the city of Kaluga, some 100 kilometers southwest of Moscow. So just how will this affect the Czech Republic? Škoda Auto is the Czech Republic's largest car manufacturer and has been in the Volkswagen Group since 1991. Some 27,000 Czechs are currently employed by the car giant's manufacturing plant in the town of Mladá Boleslav, just north of Prague. Dita Asiadu reports.
Russia has become a very attractive market for the world's leading car makers. Last year alone, the sale of new foreign cars grew by 60%. Car giants such as Ford and Renault have already built plants there, and General Motors announced this week that it will do the same. It is only natural, then, that Škoda Auto and the Volkswagen Group are joining the club. Though not confirmed by the car makers themselves, they're reportedly investing over 400 million euros in their new plant. Roman Meliška is from Škoda Auto's corporate communications department.
The new plant is very important because the Russian market is growing fast. And to be competitive on the market, to be able to offer competitive prices and attractive packages for customers, you really need to produce locally because there are duties on imported cars that increase the price on 25%. And I mean, this is a really huge difference.
In simple terms, Škoda Auto's cars would be built in Mladá Boleslav, taken off the production line, disassembled, exported to Russia in pieces, and reassembled at the new plant. With this, the carmaker avoids the 25% customs tax and only pays a 3% duty on the assembly components, thereby cutting the local sales price of Škoda cars in Russia by 15%. Lal Frink is a writer for Automotive News Europe.
Škoda has a new kit logistics center in Mladá Boleslav, and this means that they will be able to prepare for shipping up to 50,000 cars a year. And the factory that Volkswagen plans to start there will begin by assembling Škoda Octavia cars from kits, and then will move into more complete car production in a few years.
In the future, other Škodas, such as the Fabia and Superb, will also be assembled. Volkswagen will use the plant for its Polos, Passats, Touaregs, and an unnamed model specifically manufactured for the Russian market. The new plant is to start operation in the middle of next year. Simultaneously, the Volkswagen Group and Škoda Auto are going to build a complete manufacturing plant, including welding, painting and assembly shops, the operation of which is planned to start in the first half of 2009. Plans are to increase the number of Škoda models sold in Russia from the current 10,000 a year to 30,000. But although the assembly of models for the Russian market that was previously carried out in Mladá Boleslav will now be done locally, the Czech Republic will not suffer, says Škoda Auto's Roman Meliška.
Due to the fact that Škoda Auto and Volkswagen will be able to increase the sales volume in Russia, because the prices will be then more competitive with the local production. That means all the components, they will be produced in a higher volume. That means that the working places in Czech Republic within Škoda Auto factories are, could be seen even as more secured with the new volumes and with the new factory in Russia and in other countries.
The Volkswagen Group and Škoda Auto already have assembly and manufacturing plants in Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Bosnia and China. Another is currently being built in India. With the help of these plants, the Mladá Boleslav factory hopes to double production in the next decade to reach 1 million cars a year.
And that was Dita Asiadu on the Škoda Auto Group.